There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's a big deal internet event going on in Dubai at the moment, the International Telecommunication Union's Plenipotentiary, or PP meeting, is currently taking place here in our city. In the studio to explain what it's all about and why we should care is Andrew Sullivan, who is the President and CEO of the Internet Society. Andrew, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's lovely to be here. Thank you.
First off, why do we need an internet society? Why do you guys exist?
Well, the Internet Society works, we're an international organization that works to promote the internet. We like to say that the internet is for everyone, and since not everyone is on the internet yet, we're trying to make that the case.
And the PP that's taking place at the moment?
This is an international conference that happens somewhat regularly. The International Telecommunications Union are the people who are responsible for various telecommunication regulation across the international spectrum. So, in fact, one of the things they're in charge of is radio spectrum.
And why should we be watching this particular meeting? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about regulation and deregulation of the internet. What's going to be discussed that will affect us over this meeting?
One of the things we see happening is that as the internet becomes more part of everybody's life, we find that governments naturally want to have a say in what's going on, and there's starting to be talk of various kinds of regulation. We see these days, of course, there have been a lot of news stories about things that are happening on the internet, and governments are taking an interest, and naturally they want to regulate it. But what we discover is that some of those regulation proposals are not particularly healthy for the internet, and we're trying to make sure that the right choices are being made.
When you say stuff's not healthy, what do you not want to see happen?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the internet is an open network. It connects various other networks together, and that means that each independent network does its own thing. And there's been some tendency to try to centralize the regulation. So what we see is people trying to impose a central regulatory regime on the internet. This won't work because in a network of networks, there is no center, and so you don't have a center of control.
I think you may have just answered my question, because the Internet Society is the parent company of the Public Internet Registry, which manages the .org top-level domain. And you've got four main priorities, according to your website: community networks, internet governance, the Internet of Things, and manners, I imagine it's pronounced, M-A-N-R-S, mutually agreed norms for routing security, or routing security, as you say, in North America. Just explain manners for me.
The routing system on the internet is kind of magical. The way it works is people just say, I can get you to this other network. The problem is that there are bad people on the internet who want to take over routes, and so they announce things that they don't actually have control over. And the goal here is to try to make sure that the routing system is secure by making sure that different routing organizations do the right thing. That's what those norms are about.
Did you spend a lot of your time then at the Internet Society fighting bad people effectively?
Well, I don't know, fighting bad people. To be honest with you, most of the errors that we see on the internet are still not attacks. They're actually mistakes. There's a lot of technical difficulty that people have to learn how the systems work. And we spend a lot of time training people and teaching them how to operate the internet.
Because
correctly.
The internet was an explosion, wasn't it? grew so quickly that there bound to have been mistakes that just didn't never had time to go back and fix.
In many ways, this is a sort of lab experiment that escaped and took over and has turned out to be extremely valuable. But it does mean that there are technical snags that people have to learn how to cope with.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about how well the internet is working at the moment. There's been a few warnings. One is that the internet is set for a breakup from Eric Schmidt, Mr. Google, Mr. Alphabet, and one that we might even need a new internet because the old one is broken, and that from Tim Berners-Lee, who Richard was speaking to just last week. Let's start with the first one of those, Eric Schmidt's comments recently, that he thinks that within the next decade, the internet will break off into two, really, a Chinese-led internet and an everybody else internet. What do you make of those comments?
Well, people have been saying that for a long time, and I think that it's important to recognize, actually, that the internet is not a smooth place. It never has been. In your office, there are probably printers that everybody from the internet can't talk to, and that's just a normal thing. China operates their network as a sort of very large network along those lines. And so there is some fragmentation, but it's generally speaking a bad thing. And we should remember that the reason people do the internet is because each one of them gets something out of it. So there's an advantage to being connected to the internet, and people who want to disconnect, they can, but they lose out.
Where are we now with the US proposal to try and create a two-speed internet?
Well, there have been various proposals over time to manage different kinds of networks, and actually that isn't only a U.S. thing. There are different meanings of how people are working with that, but there is sometimes traffic management that people are trying to do in order to prioritize certain kinds of traffic. We generally speaking think that the internet is best operated by the individual operators, and they can make their own decisions. I think it's generally speaking a bad idea to centralize that regulation.
I mean, do you foresee a time in the future when everybody on the planet and everywhere in the world will get exactly the same information via the internet at exactly the same point in time? Is that the objective?
Well, I don't think that's the objective. I think the objective is to give people the opportunity to do what they want with the internet. That's why we say the internet is for everyone. We want people to have this advantage to be able to do the things that they want with the permissionless innovation that the internet is designed to offer.
Which is one of the things that Tim Berners-Lee was speaking about when he was here in Dubai for JITEX recently. He was talking about, I mean, he said a couple of times that the internet, I mean, this is the man who invented the World Wide Web, is broken, that it needs to be more democratic. He's worried about the rise of some of the giants on the internet. I mean, Rich, you were on stage with him, weren't you?
Yeah, and he's very, very worried. He says that the tipping point for him was the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And he's been worried about these things for a long time, as you well know. But he said Cambridge Analytica was the straw that broke the camel's back. Enough is enough. We've got to do something about this. We've got to get the internet back for good. Because he said basically he didn't have a problem with nasty stuff being out there on the internet, because you could choose as an adult to read it or not. But now it's being deceptively fed to us by very, very clever people. And he said it's rigging elections. Brexit, 2016 Trump US election. That was what he said.
I think that an important point that he's making is that the internet actually has the ability to fix these things, that the private innovation that happens at the edges of the network give us an opportunity to build things again. And the interesting thing, of course, is that he's not actually talking about rebuilding the internet from scratch, because the internet has gradually built up over time, and there have been a number of innovations, a number of improvements that have happened that are deployed gradually because of the self-interest of everyone. So I think that that's the key thing here, that what we need to do is continue the traditions of the internet and continue to make sure that the internet is an open environment in which the individuals can work to make those improvements. Without those individuals doing things out at the edges, you won't get the improvements that people want. And the idea that we're going to have a treaty that is going to solve this problem, the idea that the governments are going to get together and sign a treaty, and that'll be faster than individuals working themselves to deliver value, it doesn't seem very likely to me.
So what is likely? We've got 1 minute left. What do you want to see come out of the big ITU meeting that's taking place in this city at the moment?
Well, I think an important thing that we see is that governments do have a role, because they have the power, of course, of the purse. They can make purchasing decisions that are really important, and they have legitimate roles in places that they themselves have the only power. For instance, in taxation, it's only governments who can do something about that. What they don't have is the ability to regulate how people move their packets around the internet. That is private network operators, and it needs to be. That's how the internet works.
Andrew Sullivan, President and CEO of the Internet Society, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.